Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Earlier on, I was telling Mr. Cormac Battle that I'm feeling a bit pressured into getting Revolut. I just can't escape it at the moment. Am I the only person in the country who doesn't have it? No, there's one other person who texts me saying, Jen, I'm worse than you. I've never heard of Revolut until your show today. That's from Jason. Yeah, that is worse than me. People keep texting me, Jen, how do you not have Revolut? Are you living in the dark ages? Well, do you know what it is? I have a lot of questions about Revolut and I've got someone on the line now who knows a lot more than myself. Sean Keyes, finance correspondent of The Currency, is on the line. Sean, good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Hello.
There you are. Hi, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to have you on the show. Sean, first of all, do you have Revolut?
I do indeed. Yep. I think I had it before it was cool. I had it about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. How long is it going?
How long has it been going for in total? I think it was set up in like 2015. So it's been around for 7 years.
Okay. So are you totally judging me now because I don't have Revolut?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. Well, first of all, how many Irish people do have Revolut? Am I one of the last few who's refusing to get it? Is there a lot of Irish people out there?
Well, obviously there's 1.7 million is the number. That's the number of Irish people have it. So obviously there's more people don't have it than do have it. But like that's obviously 1.7 million. That's a really big number. It's come out of the blue and it's grown up very, very quickly in the last 5 years or so. And as well, it's sort of happened the way you're talking about with people peer pressuring each other, recommending to each other. It's all happened sort of below the radar.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how it's come about, which is sort of makes it all the more impressive, I think.
Yeah, because you don't see a lot of ads for it. It's really all word of mouth and really just from friends saying, you have to get this. It'll make your life so much easier. So why are people so crazy about it? I mean, tell us what's so great about it.
Well, I think when you describe it, it sounds a bit underwhelming, I always think, because like what's good about it is just like you say, it allows you to send money to people directly. But that's an existing feature of all the current banks. But I think it's something about having a banking app that's as slick and pleasant and delightful to use as like the best of your other apps, as like, you know, as Instagram or whatever. And so there's just something quite nice about, you know, you send someone money and it just magically disappears and appears in their account 1 second later, and it's like the app rewards you with like a little sound effect of a pop or something like that. And I don't know, as I said, it sounds underwhelming, but when you use it, it's just all quite nice to use and it does make a nice change from the kind of basic sloppy old apps.
Okay, gotcha. Who set it up?
It was set up by a Russian guy, called Nikolai Staronsky in London. It's kind of a London story, really. You had a Russian and a Ukrainian get together. They set up this in this sort of fintech hub, set up this technology company. They're near to all the banks in London, and sort of the technology kind of cross-pollinates with the banks and they build this giant banking company out of it.
Okay. Now, Revolut was in the news recently that it's become the official bank here in Ireland. Can you tell me what happened there and what that actually means?
Yeah, what it means is basically Revolut are very keen just for people to start. Like, it's got a lot of users, but it doesn't necessarily attract a lot of actual cash. Like, people don't necessarily deposit a lot of money with it. So that's Revolut's big goal.
Okay.
And this new license that they have, and the important thing for their perspective is that it gives them a deposit guarantee, which means that up to 100,000 euro, your deposits with Revolut are like guaranteed by kind of the European banking system, or by they're underwritten. So that just encourages people to use it, and then that's the main attraction. It also allows them to offer new sorts of products like loans and things like that.
Oh, okay. So are they going to start charging soon as a result of this change, or will it always be free, a la WhatsApp?
That's a big question. My guess is that it will always be free, and that kind of ties back to what I was saying before. So Revolut, like they've got all these users, and they're also valued very highly by investors. Like last year, they were valued at like $33 billion, but they don't actually make much profit yet. So the question is, how are they going to convert all of these users into a very profitable company? Mm. Now, obviously, one way of doing it would be to like charge people for using the app, but like that's it wouldn't make enough money from that. You know, it's sort of relatively small beans. The way banks make money is by lending money, you know, that by loans from mortgages, things like that. That's what I think Revolut would love to get into. And that's what they've got their eyes on with this license thing and things like that.
Okay.
And so, long story short, if they want to lend out money, what they need is for us to deposit our money with them. That's like, that's got to be their strategy. And if they want that to happen, they're probably not going to start charging us.
Okay. Are there other apps like Revolut, or is this the only one in the market? Like, I haven't heard of any other ones, but is there around the world?
Ah, yeah, there is a good few. Yeah.
All right,
yeah, there's,
okay.
There's, I mean, there's a whole bunch of smaller ones. I mean, Starling is a big one in the UK. Monzo is big in the UK. They're both quite big here too. N26 is another one. And like, to be honest, they're all like, I wouldn't say they're much of a muchness, but they all have that same thing of like being a modern, slick app that's really nice and fun to use. Yeah, exactly. Isn't it? So if you're used to Revolut, you won't be blown away by any of the other ones, to be honest.
Okay, and there's no other advantages with going with the smaller one, really.
They all have their slight little pros and cons. They all would have come from different sorts of angles. Like Revolut was originally a foreign exchange app. Other ones, like I think N26 was started like from the outset. They set out to be like a digital bank. But I think like the main attraction, and I think probably one of the reasons that Revolut has been so successful in Ireland is one of the big use cases for this thing is for sending your friends money, right? It's like, that's what's handy about it. You go out to dinner, you can split the bill really easily. Everyone gets squared away and everyone's happy. And for that reason, you kind of want to be using the one that all your friends are using.
Yeah.
Like, not much use everyone having a separate, even if their apps are all very nice in their own right, you kind of want the one that everyone else is on. So Revolut, in Ireland at least, Revolut seems to be the dominant one for that reason.
Okay. Sean, thank you so much for coming on the show. That is Sean Keyes, finance correspondent of The Currency. Thanks so much for that. You, my friend, get the 6-year referral fee from me. I'm doing it. Let's do this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.